ma'am, if you could just tell me your name so that I can get a voice level here on the...
My name is Marguerite Bishop White.
Bishop White. Mm-hmm. When we were talking before, ma'am, you said that... Were you born here in Wilmington?
Yes, I was born here.
You were. Which part of Wilmington were you born in?
I was born... My mother and them traveled a lot. Our French race team members in about Virginia. But I say Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the house that you grew up in?
No, no.
Mm-mm. You don't remember the house you grew up in at all?
No, no. Mm-mm.
How long did you live in Wilmington before you moved to Chicago?
Stayed there over 35 years.
Oh, you did? So you were here. You stayed in Chicago over 35
years? Yes.
Were you a teenager when you left to go to Chicago?
When I got out of school and stayed around here in Wilmington with my mother while I left.
Uh-huh. And then you left.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You mentioned that your grandmother she would tell you things about
her life.
Do you remember any of the things that she used to tell you?
Well, in slavery time, how they would do people and all like that. How the women's had to cook and do different things. And when they get back at them, they want to whip them and all like that. I was told that. And then she was telling me when they do wrong and they punish them, they put them across the bower and whip them and all like that.
Mm-hmm. Were her parents slaves here in North Carolina or in what? Where were they?
Virginia.
In Virginia. Mm-hmm. In Virginia. When did her people come down then?
Well, my great-grandfather and mother died when I was small, and I don't remember them too good. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
But your grandmother was living
here. Yeah, my grandmother was staying with us, staying around with us.
Oh, she did. Mm-hmm. She did. Wow. What kind of woman was she? Do you remember? What kinds of things do you remember about her?
Well, she was an Indian. Uh-huh. And she was a very nice, sweet person. No one like that. She would, my mother and her had ways just alike. Uh-huh. When she speak to you, she mean for you to move. Uh-huh. And they don't play with you. Uh-uh. Then I remember they used to carry the little children in the apron. Mm-hmm. They had a long white apron on, carry the children in the apron. That's the way they care. Well, sometime now they'll carry them on the back. Mm-hmm.
Both your grandmother and your mother would carry children?
Yeah.
Wow. Did your grandmother live with you when you were growing up?
Some. Mm-hmm. She stayed with different ones of her daughters. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did your mother and father do?
Well, my father was a railroad man. Yes. Mm-hmm. And my mother, she mostly stays home, and not that they had a dairy a long time ago.
A dairy?
Dairy. Mm-hmm. Milk dairy. She milked cows and carried the milk, scribbled the milk around at that time when they was doing that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She used to drive.
Wow. Now, did she work for a milk dairy, or did her family have the milk dairy?
Her father was the cause of the milk dairy. His name is Abram Bishop.
Abram?
Abram Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you remember your grandfather?
Yes, I do.
What kind of man was he?
He was very nice.
He was?
And he moved around fast and all like that. Uh-huh. He was very active and all. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And my grandmother was too.
Uh-huh. Did your grandmother and grandfather live close to you?
But she old, they. We all was staying over there before we sold that over there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of your neighbors from over there?
Well, the most of it were family over there.
They were?
Yeah, over there where the college at. All of my aunts and aunts passed. Mm-hmm. And they were living.
Now, are you talking about where the college is now?
Yeah, yeah.
So your house used to be where the college is
yeah,
built?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Was that actually part of the city when you were growing up? Or
no,
that
wasn't in the city. That's what you call the outside, the outskirts mm-hmm. of town. Mm-hmm. Now it's the city.
Yeah, now. Now it's the college.
Oh, yes. I look at that a lot now.
You do?
Oh, yeah. And when I was coming up, we had to walk to school. I went to Williston. And when I was going to school, we didn't go any far into 11th grade.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Did you go to Williston Primary as well as Williston Senior High?
Yeah, you went on up in the grades.
Right.
That's right.
And,
you know, it burned, too.
Mm-hmm. Were you at Williston Senior High when it burned?
I was out.
You were already out?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right after that, that's when they put the 12th grade on.
Yeah. When did you graduate from high school?
I think it was 39. Porter.
He was a porter.
Right.
He was. Mm-hmm. Is that a good job for
for them then? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many kids were there in your family? Just yourself?
I'm the only one.
Wow. How was it growing up as an only child?
Well, I was spoilt. I'll just come on up and tell you, I'm spoilt. But I learned better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No mother, no father now, and you got to be on your own. You know what it's all about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Did you ever go with your mother when she would deliver milk?
Yeah, I reckon I would be there. And sometimes when she had the buggy in the car, I'd be right with her when I wasn't in school.
Mm-hmm.
But, we had a charge to do when we come in from school, all of us. That means the grand, all. And this girl here, she and I, we raised up together in school, you know. We went to school together, and her brother and all of them passed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said you had a choice?
Choice is to work when you come in from school. Take those school clothes off right. And go to work.
You had a choice as to which work, what work you
That's right. You had your choice every day.
What?
Then when it changed, you get in the, you, I washed the dishes for 2 weeks. Someone else was.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you rotated.
That's right.
Great.
Scrub and clean.
So you had cousins that lived all around you?
Oh, yes. That's
so,
right.
So it was probably... children around you.
Oh, yeah.
You were all by yourself.
No, no. We called her sister.
You did.
So she's in and out, and that was my mother's heartstring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would there be family gatherings? What would those be like when you had, like, family holidays or birthdays? Or
looked like a school let out.
What do you mean by that?
It'd be a lot of us. Now, to a funeral or anything, the whole side of the church is nothing but family.
Really?
That's right. Grands and great-grands and great-great-grands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What kinds of things would you do when you would get together for those family gatherings?
Oh, we would play games, horseshoe, the hooty-hooty round, all kind of different games we would play.
Uh-huh.
Some would be playing checkers,
yeah.
Different things.
Uh-huh.
Hopscotch, if you want to play.
Right.
all kind of different.
Did anybody in your family farm in that area?
My grandfather did. Yes.
Did he own his land?
Yes. All that over there, the cottage was our land.
What did he farm?
Oh, he had cotton. Had potatoes. Had corn. Butter beans, field peas, all kind of vegetables. Mm-hmm. One time we had rice, I remember that. You had to beat it.
Mm-hmm. Did you work out in the fields?
Not much.
That was, you didn't choose to work out in the fields?
No, no.
You didn't want.
No, something I didn't like.
Rather go help deliver milk or do the dishes.
Dishes, clean, or do something.
Did your grandfather have any livestock? Did he have any hogs or chickens?
Yeah, hogs and things like that. Chickens. I have some out there now.
You have chickens out there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, do you remember hog killing time?
Oh, sure.
What was that like?
Well, we didn't have anything to do with that.
Children didn't?
No. Yeah. We didn't have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. But my mother and all of them didn't like the children and things like that. They work on them and bring them in the house and all like that, and they show us what to do with them and pull some of the fat off of them from one thing to the other. Then they would cut the hog up, all like that. But what parts of a hog, I do not know anything about. I know about the children's and things like that.
Is that the kind of, would the children help the mothers with the chitlins and the
sometime we would. They show us what to do, and we'd do it. Mm-hmm. And then they'd take the meat sometime and grind it up for sausage and something. We'll grind. Take the grinder and grind. Okay. That's all. Stick the meat in there and let it grind. One be grinding, the other be putting the meat in. Something like that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Would you try to get out of the way when it was hog killing time?
Why, certainly. How you want no parts of that?
Like you were too thrilled.
No, I didn't care anything about that.
What would you do to try and get away?
Oh, I'd do anything to do that. I'd rather go and cook. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't out there where they were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the children wouldn't be out there.
Right.
The grown folks would be out.
Right. What time of year?
Oh, they mostly kill hogs in the winter time, near Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that all your relatives really lived around
you.
Oh, sure. Relatives all come and help out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were there any other times when relatives would come and help out with stuff? Or when you would go help them?
Well, and most of us, we would always help each other. Just like if you're going pick beans or something like that, garden peas or something, we shell them. Mm-hmm. Down there, downtown there, it was a market. We would carry the butter beans, things like that, down to the market to sell.
Like what we would call a farmer's market now?
That's
like
right.
An open-air market?
That's right.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what kind of prices you would get for?
No, I don't remember that now, but I know I used to help sell some of them down there.
Would people bargain for prices?
Oh, sometimes they would put an order in for a bushel of field peas, a bushel of butter beans, a bushel of garden peas, snap beans, and things like that. Okay. Salad.
Who would buy? Where would people come to buy?
Oh, different ones. Come from different parts of Wilmington and other parts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Throughout the county, maybe?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And you would do this during the summertime in the early fall?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, peanuts. Grandfather used to have a lot of peanuts. He'd have a picker to go and pull them up and put them in. And what we had to do, they had the picker to pick them off the bushes. Then the only thing you had to do is see if they're solid.
Uh-huh.
So you couldn't sell them if they were the pops. but it wouldn't have anything in it. Mm-hmm. Some of them would be that obese. Mm-hmm. Those kinds, you move them.
Mm-hmm. So your grandfather was growing cotton and peanuts as well as all kinds of
that's
vegetables.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I see. Did your grandmother or your mother can any of the vegetables?
Yes, they did. Like peaches, plums,
did they have trees?
Pears all over there.
Oh, they did. They had trees.
I guess now they're going down. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we had plums and peaches and the big, large peaches. You see, he used to tend those things so he could make fruit like that.
Right.
And grapes. We used to pick grapes.
Wow. How many acres of land did your grandfather have?
I think it was around about over 60 acres over there.
Because he had a lot of different things going on.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you had relatives that lived all around you. Did they also help with the land, or were they working like your father? Your father was working on the railroad.
Well, we all would get a job to working. Because sometimes farms, you could have farms just like you lettuce and things like that you cut. In the afternoon, we'd go along in the afternoon when we work, get off in the afternoon and go in and cut lettuce, cabbage, and things like that, and they put them in the crates to carry to sell.
Did you sell most of the vegetables that you...
Well, I wouldn't say I sold most of them, but I had help because it was a lot of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather sell most of his vegetables?
Yeah, he goes in the morning, early in the morning. And carry them to market. That's what they call it, market.
And there'd be market every morning?
Be market down there.
But where was it again?
On Front Street. Between, what's that there? Oh. It used to be a fish market down there. Mm-hmm. Right side the fish market. I can't think of it now. But everything now gone down downtown.
Yeah.
It's half. It's gone down. You have to look good to see where you used to go.
Yeah.
When I came back home, I looked around Wilmington. There was so many. Belt Barrage used to be down there.
What used to be?
Belt Barrage. And then after they built that place out there, Belt Barrage and Penny's and Sears and all of them, you know, they used to be right down on Front Street.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
And now they're all in these strip malls.
Yes. What do you call it? Independent mall.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's something. Everything now is not the same. Much different.
How is it different?
It's not built up. It's... The places that downtown, they don't have anyone in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just looked like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Now, the Sosa Cerros was there on 16th Street. Then they moved out here on Market Street. Then they went back downtown. So it's just one of those things. If you come home, it looks like a different place altogether because you don't know the same place that you was first that come in.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know how to tackle it. You look all around and say, which way must I go?
Mm-hmm. When did you come back, ma'am? How long have you been back?
Oh, I've been back quite a while because my mother's... my mother's sick. And I kept up coming in planes and the coastline. Then after the coastline moved from here and you had to go to Fayetteville. Then I had to catch a bus from Fayetteville to come into Wilmington. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no more coastline here in North Carolina.
Yeah. How did you travel around? It sounds like you were sort of on the outskirts of town when you were living over by where the college was back when you were growing up. So how did you travel downtown? How did you get to the market, or how did
we had to catch the bus. Some of us would carry each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your parents have or your grandparents have a car or a truck to take things? Yeah. Do you remember that?
Old T-Model Ford, I don't even remember. They were old-timey cars. Yes, indeed.
It was, what kind, was it a Model T?
Yes, that's right. You remember that?
I don't remember, well, I'm not old enough to remember it, but I know what it looks like.
Yeah, uh-huh, like that.
Yeah, so that's how you used to get
that's right.
carried around in that, huh?
That's right.
Wow. How would your, is that how your grandfather would also get the vegetables to the market?
Yeah, he had a car big enough to carry it, and not that he'd go in horse and buggy.
You mentioned that your mother delivered when she was
Yeah, she
enough.
Had a pony.
She had a pony?
Yeah, Drewdrop. I'll never forget her.
Why?
Because I used to get on her and ride her back.
Yeah?
She stole me once or twice.
What was her name?
Drewdrop.
Mm-hmm. She threw you once or twice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a feisty little pony.
She were.
Yeah.
But whenever they have parades or anything and music, she bucks around.
She was a dancing
pony. Oh, yeah. And sometimes when you'd be riding her and somebody come by with a car and they would like to pick at the horses and things. And they get there, and when they get right there, they sound like a gun. Bah, bah. She'd go up like that, down, up like that. Yeah, that's what we used to go through with. Get on that horseback and go, me and honey, we used to enjoy that.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And all down there to Seagate, be together.
Where?
Seagate.
Seagate?
Uh-huh.
That's, I haven't heard of
that's going down to Rifle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a beach area? Or was it
Seagate,
a park?
Seagate was a little development, just like this is.
A little development?
Yes.
So you'd ride?
Yeah, we'd ride. Ride the horseback.
All the way to Seagate?
Yeah.
That's quite a ways away, isn't it?
Not from where I used to stay over there.
Mm-hmm. See, I only know things by the map, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's quite a ways away. So did you have more than one horse then?
Yeah, my grandfather had more than one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So you and your cousins would go ride
horses? Ride. We love it. Call us Tomboy.
I bet.
Yeah, we really love to ride now. Wow. Get on the horse's back, or hitch the horse up and buggy. Go on to now, Ben.
And off you go. Yeah. Did you take care of any of the horses?
Who? No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
The men folks would do that.
Were there specific jobs that men did and that women did?
Yeah.
What, can you talk a little bit about what, you know, who did what?
Well, just like any on the farm, women didn't have anything to do with that. Because they had tractors. Then they used the horse, the plow, or something like that. We didn't have anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Did women pretty much rule the house then?
Yeah, we mostly did housework and getting things straight like that.
What about chickens?
Well, chickens, we tend to the chickens. Mm-hmm. Feed them. We had little calves. We had billy goats. They chew all your clothes up.
Yeah. But women would tend to the billy goats and the chickens and the calves.
Mm-hmm.
But when the animals got bigger, then?
Yeah. But see, we had billy goats, you couldn't milk them.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So how big was your grandfather's dairy farm? How many cows did he have?
Oh, I tell you, pup had around, I'd say around about 100 and some.
Wow, he had a really big one there.
Yeah, and you see they had to carry him and dip him.
They had to what?
Carry him and dip him.
What's dipping?
Carry him to the water.
Cool him down.
Uh-huh.
Where would you carry him to? Where was the...
It's somewhere they used to carry him, but now that's not there now. But they had to do that because just like these here ticks and fleas and things will get on them. They had to do that.
So they were dipping the cows?
Yeah.
So what, would they just like lead them into the water?
Right, right. Get on the horseback and carry them on.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember all of that.
Mother deliver milk to?
Well, I couldn't tell you that. I know it was over 200.
So it was like...
Yeah, just like the milkman go by in the morning.
Right.
See, she used to go early in the morning, the milk route.
Right, and she would be gone pretty much all day?
Yeah. See, they had a... Okay. She had ice.
She had ice?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would they get ice?
The ice house.
Where was it?
On Market Street.
And you'd have to pay for ice?
Yeah, they come every day and bring ice. Mm-hmm. They have it in cubes along in this right here, that table there.
Wow.
Then they run it through that thing and chop it up. But not that we'd get two or three of those long ones like that, and whenever we want it, we'll take the ice pick and pick it up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So how would one block of ice, I mean, is that what she, did she use one whole block of ice each day that she did her route, or?
More than one.
She used more than one?
Yeah.
Wow. Especially on hot days like this.
Oh, sure. Because the milk will go bad, get
right.
Sour.
Did she deliver to white families as well as black
That's
families?
Right. All in Orlando. All down to Rifle Beach.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other milk dairy businesses as well that they were your family was competing with?
Well, yes, was some, but so far we had pretty good business.
Sounds like it.
Uh-huh. Butter and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you sold butter too?
Yeah.
Did you
buttermilk?
Did you have machines to make the
Sure. Sure.
That was all stuff that your grandfather was running.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did he hire people to work for him? Or was
the family. The family.
Wow. So you...
I come out of a large family.
Okay. Let's figure this out here.
Uh-huh.
How many aunts and uncles did you have living around you?
It was 14. And I have two uncles, and all of them passed.
14?
With my mother, me, 14.
Children?
Children. Girls.
And then
two boys. Mm-hmm. That was two uncles.
And they were all living around you?
Yeah, the ones that wanted to live with you so long, they get out and go.
Right.
Just like,
how many did you figure were living around?
Sometime it'd be in aunts, it'd be four, something like that.
And then they would have kids. And
that's right.
Yeah.
We'd get going.
I bet.
Yeah.
Who made decisions in your house? Say decisions about disciplining kids, or decisions about disciplining you, or money decisions, financial decisions?
When my father was living, he did it, and my mother.
How old were you when your father died?
I was around about 14.
How did he die?
Well, all I know, he was sick and he passed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty young.
My father?
Yeah.
Well, yes, he was pretty good and... Yeah, because I was still going to school when my father died.
Do you
Yeah, I remember my father.
Was he at home in bed?
Well, he'd work a while, but he'd come in. And after he came in for a while, and wasn't long before he passed.
Were there any doctors around that could tend to him?
Yes, a lot of doctors attend to him because the doctors, some of the doctors is there now.
But there were doctors who came
sure.
out and talked to him. We actually talked to a, I don't know if he was around here, but we talked to a Dr. Upperman. He was a doctor, I think, around the 40s somewhere.
Yeah.
He worked at a community hospital.
Yeah.
For a while. We also heard about a Dr. Eaton.
Yeah.
And Roan.
Roan.
Dr. Roan. But Dr. Eaton just passed recently.
Yes, he did.
We did get to talk to Dr. Upperman.
So. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He retired now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things did you do for fun as a young person?
I loved to dance and I loved to sing.
Well, where would you get to dance and sing?
Well, we'd get out and go and had a place that we'd go to dance there in Wilmington.
That place?
The roof hall.
The?
Roof hall.
Roof hall?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music would they play?
Band.
Big band music?
Yeah.
What dances would you dance?
Oh, we love the jitterbug.
Uh-huh.
I love to dance now.
You do?
Oh, sure.
Can you still jitterbug?
I can't hold up at it, but I'll try.
It's a tough one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I love to dance,
yeah.
Sing.
Mm-hmm. When would they have like special dances at Roof Hall, or would there
oh, sure.
be something happening every night, or?
Well, we have a special dances to the Roof Hall. They come in. In fact, Domino over living, different ones of them, and all of them, they would come and just have a band and singing and dancing and going on. We enjoyed it.
Oh, I bet. Would you be going with a group of girls, or would you have a date?
Well, sometime you go by yourself.
You would.
Sometime we'd go, our friend would come and pick us up.
Mm-hmm. 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 When did you start going out on dates?
I was dating a long time before my mother knew it.
I was going to say, there's got to be a point at which you were allowed to and then
that's right. Oh, yeah. I love to go, though.
Well, how did you do it? How were you able to do it and not have your mom know, your mother know?
Well, the work I do. You see, after I come out of school, I worked a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the time to make my dates with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't know don't hurt you, right?
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true in my life.
That's right.
Too. Yes, that's definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
Were there other places that you'd go besides Ruth Hall? Where was Ruth Hall located?
It was on the... Is that south or north? Past Dawson Street line.
South side.
Then you had one right there on 7th Street, a dancing hall.
What was the name of that place? Do you remember?
No, I didn't. Can't remember that. That was Del Morocco. That's what it was.
El Morocco?
Del Morocco.
Del Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that Castle Street was a good place to go if you wanted to.
Yeah, it used to have a place up there, but they have it every now and then up there for the young people to go and enjoy the set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did
did a Seventh and Castle.
What about Sea Breeze?
I used to go to Sea Breeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things could you do out there?
Dance and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told me that there was a guy, I'm not sure what time, when he was out there, but there was a man out there that they called the Snake Man.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, I know him.
He had a wife who was real short.
Yeah.
And people used to pay to see her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know who you're talking about there?
What other kinds of attractions?
James did.
What other kinds of attractions were there like that out there?
Well, those snakes. That was too much for me. I don't like nobody's snake. But he would take those snakes and they would do all kind of different carrying on all down the leg. You know. No snake for me. Mm-mm. No, sir.
Were there other things that you'd go see because you wanted to stay away from the snakes?
Yeah, there'd be a lot that you wanted to do. And then it was a place there you had take pictures. You see a person with no head, all of that, different things, and then parrot, decent talking birds, and all like that. Mm-hmm. Monkeys, just like the zoo down there. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Was all this stuff sort of along a boardwalk or something? Yes. Or how was it?
It was all around.
How did it look? How did Sea Breeze look when you were going? When you would come?
It don't look like that now. When it was Sea Breeze, it was very built up at the time. You could go from one place to the other. You go over here, then you go somewhere else like that, and then you go around the bend and see different things and all like that.
Was there a beach there as well for people to?
Yeah, and it was water there.
Yeah.
Go out on the pier and dance and all.
Would they have special parties or festivals?
Yeah, they have dances there, and the best dancer get a prize.
Did you ever win?
Sure.
Of course. What kind of prize would you get?
Sometimes we would get money, or we would get a vase, or we would get a towel. Mm-hmm. Most anything, a little monkey or something like that. Mm-hmm. We'd get something.
Dance partners that were really
yes, indeed.
Good dance partners. How would you choose a dance partner?
Well, I had one, St. James. And then I had another one, Thomas. I remember him.
What do you remember about him?
He could dance, and that would be my partner I'd dance with. If whenever they're having those special parties like that, we'd have our buddies that we dance with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, what was it about him that made him the dance partner that you would use at these special?
Well, everybody don't do the same stunts.
What kind of stunts could he do?
He could do some that the rest of them don't know anything about. Dancing.
Like what kind of things? Exactly kind of things could he do?
Well, see, a lot of those girls didn't. Some boys would take them and throw them.
Right.
And you catch on your feet.
Right.
Some of those girls didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. But see, we practiced those things.
I bet you were hot.
I love to dance now. And she got a granddaughter, loved to dance. She goes all up the road.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, this Thomas guy, he could throw you and pick you up and flail you all around.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Were there any other partners who could do that as well?
Well, we wouldn't dance the same dance all the time. You dance with different partners.
Uh-huh. What, how were the dances, what different dances would you do?
Well, see, it's different dances.
Right.
If I dance with this one time, I'll dance jitterbug.
Right.
Next one, I wouldn't dance jitterbug.
What would you dance?
I'll dance another dance.
What other dance?
Well, I can't call the name of it now, but I can do it. Then they, sometimes they would like to get the old-timey Charleston. Mm-hmm. It come back in like that.
Yeah. What about Lindy hopping? Was there any Lindy
I love
hopping
that.
Going on?
I love that.
How is Lindy hopping different from jitterbugging?
Well, there's so many different steps you put in jitterbug.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Lindy hopping doesn't have as many steps as jitterbug?
No.
Do you think, well, jitterbug is more complicated?
That's right.
What kind of music would you dance to?
We'd dance by a band.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the songs?
After I was one. Fat Domino's used to sing one I used to love. I can't remember it now. Yeah, I've danced with blues.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dances would you do to the blues?
Kind of slow drag, but I'd have some of the steps of jitterbug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there different partners? Would you dance with different people besides like this people?
Oh, yes. I'd dance with different ones that come and ask for a dance.
Sounds like you were a popular woman.
I used to be, but I'm not now. I'm getting too old. I love to dance now, and ballet, all of that.
Wow. You mentioned that you like to sing, too.
Yeah.
Where would you, besides singing in the shower, where would you sing?
Singing choir.
In church?
Yeah. The things I used to do when I was young, I don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Did you ever used to sing in public in any places besides choir?
Yeah. I used to sing in a, what you call it? No. Different places. I sung up north, different places.
In
New York.
Chicago, New York.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of songs would you sing?
Sing the blues.
You would?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the songs that you would sing?
Some of them I don't remember.
Yeah?
But I love to sing. Now, mostly, sometimes I can think of, I have to look them over. I get my book sometimes, study them. Christian.
Do you have a book that you used to sing?
Oh, when we sing in the choir, we have a book.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a band or a
yeah, we. Yeah, I used to sing in the band.
What kinds of, what instruments were in your band when you were?
Drum, horn, cornet, all. No, I don't know them all. But now they've changed. The names changed.
One or two of them, do you remember any of them?
No, I can't remember now. I can't remember like I used to remember. But I loved it. I love it, though.
Yeah. I noticed I was getting a little excited when you were talking about this, because I love it, too. This is some of my favorite kind of music in the world. Where would you learn your songs? Would you listen to records, or would you make them up yourself, write them yourself?
Well, whenever you go out to sing like that, you can put words to some of the songs that you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the tunes that you know.
That's right.
Put your own words to
mm-hmm.
them. What kinds of things would you sing about when you were singing blues?
So many. I'm telling you now, I can't think about all those songs and things like that, dancing. You have to have some rhythm to them when you're singing. No.
Were you singing My Man Left Me?
Oh, sure. That's blues. Yes, sir. Then, let's see. All of those blues. I said to myself, I ought to write some of them down. But I look them over now. I know them.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You know them to sing them?
Oh, yeah.
Would you need accompaniment? Or could you sing them?
Sure.
When?
Whenever I studied them over. And,
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about blues songs?
Yeah, blues.
So did you write some of them down?
Well, some of them I have wrote them down, but I couldn't tell you now where is that.
You just study them in your mind?
That's right.
Yeah.
Then we sang them and all. But those things, if you don't do that often, you forget it.
Yeah.
It goes from you.
Right. Mm-hmm. How would people, how would the audience respond?
Oh, they clap.
They'll
clap.
Yeah. Would they respond to you while you were singing?
Oh, sure.
How would they?
Clapping and telling you to come on with it. All like that. They do that.